And so, Peter Kim, will you come and boast in what Jesus Christ has done for you, brother?
God, may it please you to glorify and magnify your name through this unworthy slave. My name is Peter Kim, and I'm here to testify to the regenerative power of my Lord and Savior. Nicodemus said to him, "How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born?" Jesus answered him, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not marvel that I said to you, you must be born again." Now, Nicodemus had a point. If man can't, then who can? My father, when I was born, named me Taeyang. He said that my name means deep ocean. And just like the surface of an ocean, my life will be filled with waves that toss me to and fro. But deep down in the heart of an ocean, it's peaceful. Before my conversion, I knew no peace. Isaiah says, "The wicked are like the tossing waves, for it cannot be quiet, and its waters toss up refuse and mud. There is no peace, says my God, for the wicked." I pictured my life as a swimmer, moving with the waves of the world, drifting into the dark abyss. It was the wide way, and there were many other swimmers being carried by its current. I did not desire God, or even to know God. I was doing the backstroke away from God. However, on Monday morning of Passion Week of this year, I found myself drowning in the weight of my sins. I passionately prayed to Jesus, repenting of my sins, and begging him, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner." To my dismay, I drowned that day in my sins, in my flesh. But God, my God, had not forsaken me. Christ called to my corpse, "Awake, O sleeper. Arise from the dead, and I will shine on you." By his merciful mercy, he breathed new life in me, and I became born again. How can I be sure? I know because I once loved the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. Praise God that my sins can't stop the gospel. Jesus Christ was crucified on the cross and bore God's wrath as a substitute for my sins. He was raised from the dead and ascended into heaven. Right now, he's sitting at the right hand of God, interceding on my behalf. By his merciful mercy, he breathed new life in me, and I became born again. In the instant I became a new creation, Christ clothed me in his righteousness, so I could savor my Savior forever. My new identity came with radical changes in my affections. You want to know something terrifying? Before I got saved, I thought I was saved. I prayed a prayer and confess with my lips that I loved Jesus. Yet my thoughts and my actions showed that I loved sin and was a slave to it. I had forsaken to question my condition. There's a saying that goes, you don't know until you know. And I didn't know that I had no love for Christ until I fell in love with Christ. I love Jesus. I love reading about him in the Bible. I love it when people talk about him. I love talking to people about him. I love talking to him when I pray. I love being a member of his body, his bride, this church. And I love that he freed me from slavery to sin. And I love slavery to him. I love that he first loved me. So with certainty, I can testify that God graciously removed my heart of stone and replaced it with his own. From that miraculous moment, kept afloat by my Savior, I started swimming contrary to the current, away from the darkness and towards the bright and morning star. Although my sin was deep, the depths of Christ are infinitely deeper. What a wonder it has been to wade in his peace. Finally, the words of Paul come to mind when he preached, "Now, why do you wait? Rise and be baptized and wash away your sins, calling on his name." Amen.
Based on your testimony, profession of faith, it's my pleasure to baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.